طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today this is our 18th session from the Arabic lessons in Hadith, Mustawa Thani, Islamic University of Medina Arabic program. And today is our 18th Hadith as we approach the end of these of the 20 Hadith for this level. The hadith today is one of the longer hadith from this series. It's not that difficult, but it's a little longer than some of the other ones. So we're going to give some attention to it. But in addition to that, before we do that, we want to just quickly review something from the hadith that we had taken previously. Just take a few moments to look at some of the hadith that we have taken previously. So let's look at last week's hadith. Today is 18, so let's look at hadith number 17. Somebody who memorized hadith number 17. Naam, Abu Bakr. Naam, the hadith of Anas, and it was the second hadith of Anas that we had in back to back. Hadith of Anas radiyallahu anhu. قال عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم talking about himself حتى أكون أنا أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. What does the meaning of this hadith?
None of you truly believe until you love the Prophet.
Okay, it could be translated, Yani. Sometimes the words you might use a little bit different in the order, but the meaning, and if you translate literally, no one of you has complete and perfect iman until akuna ahabba ilayhi, until I will be more beloved to him min walidihi than his parents, wa waladihi his children, wa nasi ajma'in. Naam, somebody else, this hadith. Hadith number 17. Huh? Let's give, he just came. Now, Murshid. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم
حتى أكون
أحب
إليه والده
من
والده ووالده والناس أجمعين.
اتفقنا عليه. طيب somebody else. نعم فايز. صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أكون أحب
من والده
الناس والناس أجمعين. يعني حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده. والده with long vowel and then كسر. والده وولده with two short vowels والناس أجمعين. طيب حديث before that, the other hadith of Anas, يعني حديث number 16. Hadith of Anas, hadith number 16, Al-Walid. Oh, I'm sorry. You had hadith before. Now, hadith before. Go ahead. Now. متفق عليه. Somebody else. Hadith number 16. Hadith of Anas. Hadith number 16. Abdul Haq. Okay, Mustafa.
An Anas radiallahu anhu. An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala la yu'minu ahadukum hatta حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب إلى لنفسه
متفق عليه. طيب one more حديث. حديث number 15. حديث أبو عائشة. حديث number 15. Okay. نسية.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قال أن النبي عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قال أن النبي
عن النبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم
قال
كل شراب أسكر فهو حرام.
نعم. Reported by Tafakun Ali. Somebody else. Hadith number 15. Somebody who didn't recite yet. Jamil?
An Aisha radiallahu anha, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kil sharabin askara fahuwa haram.
Ahsant, mashallah. Okay, we'll suffice with this. Because the time, the hadith, we have a lot of questions in the hadith for today. There are a lot of questions with this hadith. So for the sake of time, inshallah, we'll look at the hadith for today. Okay, hadith for today, hadith number 18, is the hadith of Abu Huraira, yani radiyallahu anhu, and this hadith is also muttafaqun alayh, hadith of Abu Huraira. Yani an Abi Hurairata, and remember that, yani here, Hurairata, it has fatta. The reason why it has fatta is because of what? Okay, it's mamnu' min al-sarf, but before that, okay, it's Mudafun ilayhi, Abi Huraira, the father of Huraira. Mudafun ilayhi majrur, the sign that it's majrur is fatta because it's mamnu' min al-sarf, okay? We're just trying to remember some points sometimes so that we don't forget these things, right? An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu qal. Yani on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, qabbala an-nabiyyu. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who's doing the action. Fa'il marfu'un, sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Qabbala wa shadda on the ba. Qabbala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-hasana. Yani hasana is the maf'ulun bi mansub al-fatta. Ibna, yani also maf'ulun bi, yani it's following the same ruling, so it's taken fatta. Hasana, ibna aliyyin is يعني ابن علي يعني the son of Ali مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة الحسنة ابن علي رضي الله عنهما meaning of رضي الله عنهما may Allah be pleased with the two of them both of them رضي الله عنهما يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed الحسن ابن علي. May Allah be pleased with both of them. وعنده الأقرع ابن حابس. الأقرع ابن حابس. يعني the person, there was a man with him. وعنده. يعني with the Prophet at that time in his presence was a man named الأقرع ابن حابس التميمي. التميمي is the tribe that he's from. Tribe of Tamim. التميمي. جالسا. جالسا means what? His حال. His حال. This is حال. يعني at that time he was with the Prophet. What was his condition? He was
sitting.
He was sitting in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when he saw this, فقال يعني أقرأ بن حابس التميمي رضي الله عنه. He said, فقال إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قابلت منهم أحدا. يعني إن لي عشرة. Here we should make note that the اسم إن and خبر إن, the ruling of اسم إن is that it's what? Mansoob. And the khabaru inna is marfu'. But the ism inna here is not following it immediately. There's reversed order here. This is the original mubtada and this is the khabar. So this is the ism inna. Inna li asharatan is ism inna mansoob. Inna li asharatan min al waladi ma qabaltu. Yani the same verb that's used here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbala. Here, ma qabaltu. with shadda on the ba. Ma qabbaltu. I have not kissed minhum from them, not even one of them. Ahada. Ma qabbaltu minhum ahada. And this man is saying, he's seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing this boy, and he's saying, I have 10 children. I haven't kissed one of them. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him. When he heard this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him. Huh? And he said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ with فَتَّة يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ with دَمَّة. These two verbs, يَرْحَمْ and yurham, are from the same root. The first one is with fatta, la yurham, and the second one is with dhamma, la yurham. The first one is mabniyun lil ma'loom. Yani, it is structured in such a way that it is known who's doing the action. And the second one is mabniyun lil majhool. Yani, that the one who's doing the action is not known or not mentioned. Not mentioned. Okay, so the form of the verb is because of the different structuring here. Okay, in the Arabic, the mudari verb, if it's mabni lil ma'aloom, means that the fa'il, the one who's doing the action, is mentioned. If it's mabni lil majhool, it means the fa'il, one who's doing the action, is not mentioned. Okay, in any case, this is the reasoning for the difference in the form of these two verbs, though they're from the same root. Yarham and yurham. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, looked at him, nadhara ilayhi. فَقَالَ, and then he said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ, whoever doesn't have mercy, whoever is not merciful, لَا يُرْحَمْ, he will not receive mercy. And he will not be the recipient of mercy. Person who doesn't have mercy for others, then he will not receive mercy from Allah. Yani the meaning, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ النَّاسِ, whoever doesn't have mercy to the people, لَا يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهِ, Allah will not have mercy upon him. So that means that having mercy for people is a cause to bring mercy for yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not having mercy for the people is a cause to be cut off from the mercy of Allah. And we might not have a lot of time to discuss this hadith today, but in any case, there are some important points, and from them is this point of what? Of having mercy, especially for children and others, the poor, the needy, the sick, whoever is in need, the people who are helpless and weak. Having mercy upon the people is a cause for you to receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that a person doesn't have mercy in their heart, they don't have compassion, sympathy, kindness for others, this is a proof that they will be distanced from the rahmah of Allah. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. One more time. Like I said, this hadith is a little bit longer than many of the hadiths we've taken before, but inshallah it's manageable. Okay, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, يعني on the authority of Abu Hurairah that he said, قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed الحسن بن علي, Hassan the son of Ali, يعني the eldest son of Ali, رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them, وعنده الأقرع بن حابس, and with him at that time was أقرع ابن حابس التميمي from the tribe of Tamim, جالسا, sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. At that point the man الأقرع, he said, فقال إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا, I didn't even kiss one of them, فنظر إليه Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, so he looked at him. That is the Messenger of Allah. Faqala, and said, Man la yarham, la yurham. Muttafaqun alayhi. Any question about any of the words in this hadith? The vocabulary words or grammatical point to anything that's not clear in this hadith? Any question? Okay, so the most important thing here. Naam. Al-Aqra'u. Yeah, this is the person's name. Al-Aqra'u ibn Habisin. That's the person's name. From the tribe of At-Tamim. Naam. Faiz.
This is the Majid form.
Is what?
Majid form. La yurham.
Majid?
The
passive.
Passive?
Passive form, yes. Naam. Yani mabniyun lil majhool. Meaning this person is not the one who's doing the action, rather the recipient of the action. Yani, they would not receive mercy. Yani, yarham means that you are doing the action, you are having mercy on others. Yurham means that mercy is coming to you from someone else.
So, madhul is also called majid.
I don't know what the word you're saying.
You said majid.
Oh, mazid, mazid. No, no, it's not called mazid. No, it's not called mazid. No, mazid is the verbs that yani extra yani have extra letters in the verb form. Like qabbala is mazid. Qabbala is mazid because it has an extra letter. No, it's not. It's thulathi mazid. It's originally three, but it has one letter or two or three. That's mazid. Naam. Any other question about the vocabulary words? Naam, Jamal.
Yeah, Hassan. Hassan is Ibna, and Ubaru is a Dhamma or the noon.
Here, Al Hassan?
Yeah.
Al Hassana Ibna Ali, and it has a Dhamma on the noon?
On the noon. Hassan, the son, Ibna.
Uh huh.
Is it Ibna or Ibna?
No, it should be Fatha.
Fatha?
Yeah.
And on the
it should be Al-Hasana with Fatta, Ibna with Fatta.
Ibna.
Naam.
And the other,
this one, Al-Aqra'u?
Aqra'u.
Yeah, this one has Dhamma on both of them. Al-Aqra'u, Ibn Habisin.
Yeah.
Yani, in other words, the son of Habis. Yani, Al-Aqra'u, yani, is marfu'un. And therefore, this word is substituting for Ibn Habisin. It also has to be marfu'un.
Okay.
Here we have Al-Hasana is mansub.
Mansu.
So the word that's substituting for it, Ibna, also has to be mansub. Okay, so it's Al-Hasana Ibna. And this one, Al-Aqra'u Ibnu. Okay, it's a very important question. Now.
Go ahead, go ahead. Right here, what do you say? Inna li.
Naam.
So that li means of them?
Like no. The li means for me, for me. Yani li, the preposition li, showing possession, and ya is ya al-mutakallim, first person. Okay, so the original structure of this sentence is ashara li, 10 for me. Yani there are 10 for me, 10 children for me. But because yani the mubtada is nakira, it can't come first. If the khabar is the يعني جاء المجروح. So the order is reversed. So the original order should be إِنَّ عَشَرَةً لِي. But in Arabic, if the مُبْتَدَى is نَكِرَة and the خَبَر is جاء المجروح شبه جملة, then the order is reversed. So this is actually the ism of إِنَّ that normally comes immediately after. In this case, it is delayed. يعني it is delayed from its place. Now,
at the end you said where it says yurham, this is majhul, and the one yarham is what?
Ma'loom.
Ma'loom. It's known.
Known. Majhul means unknown, but in any case, this mabni lil majhul literally means unknown, but technically the meaning is that the fa'il is not mentioned. It may be known, but it's not mentioned. Yani, the term that's used means unknown, but it's possible that when a person is using this form of the verb, the one who doing the action may be known, but they are not mentioned.
Okay.
That's the point. Okay, so we say majhul, the meaning is, yani it is not madhkur, not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this case, ma'loom means the fa'il is mentioned. It is known, it's mentioned.
If no, ibna here, is it not or?
It's used like a not, naam. It's a not for, yani, the name that's before it, naam.
Yarham.
Yurham. Okay, both of these are fi'l mudari.
Right.
This one, yani, is the one that is structured in such a way that the fa'il is known.
Right.
And this one, the fa'il is not mentioned. Majhul. Mabniun lil majhul.
But it's still, because the action is being done to them. But it's unknown, but we know that because he didn't have mercy,
this mercy did not come to him. So something like this happened to him, right? Would we move be in this sense?
No. No. Yani, in the original sentence, if the fa'il is mentioned, then this one that the action occurs to would be the maf'ulun bi. But in this kind of structure, there's no maf'ulun bi. Rather, this, the one who the action occurred to in this kind of sentence will be the na'ib fa'il.
Okay.
Will be the na'ib fa'il. It will be, yani, if there was, yani, if the maf'ulun bi is replaced, yani, in a new kind of sentence, it becomes the naib fa'il and it becomes marfu'un. But here, we just have the verb.
Right.
We just have the verb.
Right.
We just have the verb. So, exactly. I mean, the naib fa'il in this case would be the damir, mustatir, taqdiruhu huwa.
Yeah.
Okay, in any case, this is, yani, this discussion is a little bit above where we are right now on this level, but in any case, yani, we'll try to answer the question as much as possible. Okay, let's go quickly here. If there's no other question about the hadith itself, let's look at the notes on this hadith. Immediately following the hadith, it says, "Qabbala yuqabbilu." Yani, qabbala is the past tense form. He kissed. Yuqabbilu is the mudari, present tense form. Yani, meaning that he does it or he is doing it, kissing. قَبَّلَ يُقَبِّلُ. The masdar, the infinitive from this verb is تَقْبِيل. تَقْبِيل. يعني على وزن تَفْعِيل. The same as in عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ تَعْلِيمُ. تَعْلِيمُ. So the same form here, the second form of the verb. يعني ثلاثي مزيد. قَبَّلَ يُقَبِّلُ. The masdar. تَقْبِيل. تَقُولُ قَبَّلْتُ الْتِفْلَ. For example, you say, قَبَّلْتُ, يعني أنا قَبَّلْتُ التِّفْلَ. I kissed the infant, the child. Okay, this is the verb قَبَّلَ. The second point here is the expression وَعِنْدَهُ. يعني when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed Al-Hassan ibn Ali رضي الله عنهما, وَعِنْدَهُ الْأَقْرَعُ بْنُ حَابِسٍ. At that time, in his presence, عِنْدَهُ, what's in his presence, was a man named الْأَقْرَعُ بْنُ حَابِسٍ. هذه واو الحال. يعني in this expression وعنده, this واو is called واو الحال. And what do we mean by واو الحال? We mean the واو that gives us the meaning of the condition, the حال, the condition of the person or the one, يعني at that time when the action mentioned before is taking place. Yani the action of the Prophet ﷺ kissing the child, what was the hal of al-aqra? He was sitting. وَعِنْدَهُ, yani he was at that time, yani the hal of the Prophet ﷺ was, at that time there was with him a man named al-aqra ibn Habis, and he was, yani that man was, yani jalisan. So this waw al-hal, it introduces to us a statement that tells us about the condition that existed at the time when the action mentioned before it is mentioned. هذه أمثلة أخرى لواو الحال. And these are more examples or other examples for واو الحال. And in the following sentences, we will see a few examples of this واو that's different from واو العطف. واو العطف is the واو that's a conjunction meaning end. يعني I went to the masjid and I prayed. يعني ذهبت إلى المسجد وَصَلَّيْتُ. That wow means end. I did this and I did that. I want apples and oranges. That's wow al-aqf. Here, this is wow al-hal. Its meaning is what is the condition, the circumstance that was existing at the time of the action mentioned before. So they give us some examples here. The first example, دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ wa. I entered the masjid. And what was the situation? What was the hal when I entered the masjid? وَالْإِمَامُ يَرْكَعُ. يعني I entered the masjid while the imam was bowing in ruku. While the imam was bowing in ruku. دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَرْكَعُ. So the meaning here is not I entered the masjid and the imam was bowing. Rather the meaning is I entered the masjid while the imam was bowing. The second example, حججت وأنا صغير. يعني the meaning? I performed the pilgrimage while I was young. Small meaning young here. And I performed the pilgrimage while I was young. Wa ana saghirun. Now, turn page 42, the third example they gave us, third and final example of waw al-hal. La taqra wa anta tamshi fi shari'i. La taqra, notice that the verb taqra has sukoon on the hamza. That sukoon on the hamza means that this verb is not marfu'un, rather it is majzoom. Majzoom. Sukoon here is the sign that the mudari verb here is majzoom. What makes it majzoom? This la, which la? La nahiya. Nahi, prohibition. La nafiya doesn't affect the mudari verb, it doesn't change it. La nahiya, the nahi, prohibition. So this la taqra means that the person is saying, do not read while you are walking in the street. وَأَنْتَ تَمْشِي فِي الشَّارِعِ. Do not read while you are walking in the street. Okay, the next point of grammar here is the verb رَحِمَ يَرْحَمُ. Yani the past tense verb رَحِمَ, its mudari verb is يَرْحَمُ, meaning to have mercy. To have mercy, to be merciful. The masdar infinitive form, and we mean by infinitive form, we mean a noun that has the meaning of the verb. The meaning of the verb, verb is an action word, right? It indicates action. So if a noun has the meaning of an action, but it doesn't indicate who's doing the action or the time of the action, past, present, or future, then this noun is called a masdar. It comes from the verb, has the meaning of action, but it's not a verb because it doesn't indicate who's doing the action or the time of the action. A verb has to have these three things: action, the doer of the action, and the time of the action. So the infinitive here, the masdar, is a noun that has the meaning of an action, but it's not a verb, it's a noun. Okay, so here we said what? The masdar from rahima yarhamu is rahmat, rahmatun. Yani having mercy, rahma. Wal amru, the imperative or command form, is irham. Yani rahima yarhamu irham. As the same as in shariba, yashrabu, ishrab, ishrab, irham. Taqulu irham as-saghira, or irham as-saghira, if you wanna, yani connect the two words together with hamzat al-wasl, you have to add a vowel, right? Irham as-saghira, or irham as-saghira. That means what? Be merciful to the young, to the young. The next grammatical point is the word jalisan, yani that in this hadith it says that yani wa indahu al-aqra ibn habisan at-tamimi jalisan, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed al-Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma, and while there was with him in his presence this man named Aqra, he was jalisan, sitting. Yani jalisan, yani if it wasn't hal we would say huwa jalisun, yani ism fa'il, jalisun. But here we are not using it as a mubtada and a khabar, huwa jalisun, we're using it as hal. And hal, the i'rab of the hal, the word that is hal showing the hal, is that it's mansub. So it became from jalisun, jalisan. The next point here is the verb nadara yanzuru. Nadara yanzuru. Nadara means to look. And the mudari verb yanzuru, from it is the mudari yanzuru. And the fi'l amr, the command form or the imperative form, is unzur. Unzur with dhamma, dhamma, as in dakhala yadkhulu udkhul. Kharaja yakhruju ukhruj. So when it has dhamma in the mudari on the middle letter, then it takes dhamma dhamma for the fi'l amr, ukhruj, udkhul, and so on. After this, yani, men, the Prophet ﷺ said, men la yarham, la yurham. Notice the first one has fatha, yarham, and the second one has dhamma, yurham. And both of them have sukoon on the last letter. Both of them have sukoon on the last letter. The origin of this word, rahima yarhamu, yani is with dhamma, but here it has sukoon, that means that it's majzoom. And the reason for this is as stated here, men, la yurham, hadihi men ash-shartiyya. Yani this is the men, that is a condition, that indicates a conditional statement. Yani as opposed to men hadha, men istifham. Mm. Who is this? Men hadha. This is not who. This is yani who, but conditional statement. Whoever yani doesn't have mercy, whoever doesn't do that, then he will not receive mercy. This is a conditional statement. Whoever does this will get this. Whoever doesn't do this will not get this, and so on. This is a conditional statement. This is called man ash-shartiyya. And this man ash-shartiyya, yani here, tajzimu fi'alaini. Yani it makes two verbs, fi'alaini. It makes two verbs, majzoom. That's why both of those verbs end with sukoon. Man ash-shartiyya. Shart means a condition. Yani if you fulfill this condition, then this will happen. If you don't fulfill it, it will not happen. It's conditional. Naam. نعم جواب الشرط نعم تقول here are examples three examples of this من الشرطية من يجتهد ينجح meaning نعم whoever works hard من يجتهد اجتهد يجتهد من يجتهد ينجح then they will succeed نجح from نجح ينجح the second example من يعمل with سكون مجزوم عملا صالحا whoever does righteous deeds يدخل الجنة or يدخل الجنة من يعمل عملا صالحا يدخل الجنة the كسر in يدخل is because of it being followed by حمزة الوصل so you have to add a vowel to join the two words together. Otherwise, originally it is yadkhul with sukoon because it what? Men makes two mudari verbs majzoom. The first one, men ya'amal, majzoom, and the second one, yadkhul, also majzoom. Whoever does righteous deeds, amalan salihan, yadkhul al-jannata. طيب, the third example they gave us for men ash-shartiyya is men yushrik billahi. يدخل النار again يعني من الشرطية makes the verb يشرك مجزوم with سكون and it makes the verb يدخل مجزوم with سكون the كسر being added to connect it to the following word that begins with حمزة الوصل okay the meaning of من يشرك بالله يدخل النار meaning نعم whoever commits shirk, yani associating something as a partner, as an equal, as taking a share of that which belongs to Allah exclusively, whoever associates something as a partner with Allah, يدخل النار, that person will enter the hellfire. The next grammatical point is, فنظر إليه, yani he looked at him, a متعجبا, meaning amazed. The Prophet looked at him saying this, you have 10 children, you never kissed one of them? Prophet looked at him, متعجباً, amazed at this. Yani, what kind of human being is this? Has no compassion, no love, no kindness, no gentleness for children. That's a problem. The next statement, إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً Yani, he said, Al-Aqra ibn Habis, he said, إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً هُنَا, in this statement, عَشَرَةً is إِسْمُ إِنَّ It's the ism inna, even though it's not coming immediately behind it. And we said that the ruling concerning ism inna is always mansoob. The ism inna is in the original sentence, what would have been the mubtada. It becomes, when you use ism, and when you use inna on a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, a mubtada and khabar, the mubtada becomes ism inna and it becomes mansoob. The last point here is la yurham. They said this And he will not receive mercy. This is مَبَنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ. Yani meaning it is structured, built on a structure. Yani from bana yabni, to build something. مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ, structured for the unknown, meaning غَيْرُ مَذْكُور. It is not, yani the fa'il, the doer of the action, is not mentioned, even if it may be known. And the opposite of مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ is مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَعْلُومِ, where the fa'il, the one doing the action, is known, is mentioned. Okay, there are many questions with this. Let's try to go through the questions and in the time that remaining. Allahu musta'an. Na'am. Okay, at the bottom of this page, it's the first group of questions. It says, Ajib an ma ya'ati, and then the questions follow on page 43. First question, من الذي قبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. First, what is the meaning of the question? من الذي قبله. نعم. Who is it that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has kissed him? قبله. Who is it? الذي قبله, that he kissed him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed him صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who is it? نعم. Abu Bakr had his hand up first. Naam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu. Second question, man alladhi kana ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indama qabbala Al-Hasana. Okay, the meaning of the question?
Who was with the Prophet?
Naam. Man alladhi kana ma'an nabi. Who is it that was ma'a, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indama, yani at the time when he kissed Al-Hasan. Naam. نعم عبد الحق
مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما قبل الحسن الأقرع بن حابس.
نعم الأقرع بن حابس التميمي. نعم طيب. number 4, ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للأقرع, يعني meaning of the question. Naam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say lil aqra'i, to this man al aqra? What did he say to him? Naam, murshid. Huh?
Man la yurham
Man la yurham la yurham. Man la yurham la yurham. Yani whoever doesn't have mercy towards others, he will not receive mercy from Allah. Naam. Huh?
No.
I didn't do number 3? Okay. I'm racing. Time is running, right? Okay, that was number 4. I'm sorry. Number 3. Let's go back to number 3. ماذا قال الأقرع عندما رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبل الحسنة. Meaning of the question, number 3? What did الأقرع say? عندما When he ra'a an-nabi, saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqabbilu al-hasan, kissing Hasan, what did he say?
Inna li asharatan,
inna li asharatan min al-waladi ma qabaltu minhum ahadan. I haven't kissed one of them. Okay, now we did 4 already, let's go to 5. This statement, inna li asharatan min al-walad ما قبلت منهم أحدا. من قال هذا ولمن ومتى. من قال هذا, first of all, anyone.
قال هذا الأقرع,
قال هذا الأقرع ابن حابس. ولمن, to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. متى,
عندما
قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. Question number 6. من لا يرحم لا يرحم. This statement. من قال هذا ولمن ومتى. من قال هذا. قال هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولمن. To whom. To الأقرع ابن حابس التميمي. ومتى.
عندما قال الأقرع.
نعم عندما قال الأقرع ابن حابس. إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. نعم. question number 7. كم ولدا للأقرع؟ له عشرة من الولد. يعني in the other sentence was اسم إن. Here it is not اسم إن, right? له عشرة. يعني meaning here عشرة in this answer. عشرة is the مبتدا مؤخر. This the مبتدا is delayed, so it should be مرفوع. له عشرة من الولد. He had 10 children. question number 8. من الحسن؟ Who is Al-Hasan? هو ابن علي رضي الله عنه. And he is حفيدو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the grandson of the Messenger of Allah. He was the oldest son of Ali رضي الله عنه. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم loved both Al-Hasan and his brother Al-Husayn. However, as some of the scholars of Sunnah say, that the better of them was Al-Hasan. He was the elder and he was the preferred. And he was the one who the Prophet ﷺ, after mentioning that both of them are Sayyida, يعني أهل, يعني of the children, Shabab al-Jannah, both of them are leaders of the people of Jannah, but he said this one, Al-Hasan, he will be the one who Allah, through him, will reconcile between two parties of the Muslims. And that took place when his father died, and he became the Khalifa, and Muawiyah also claimed Khilafah. And when Al-Hasan saw that this was going to lead to fitna and bloodshed, even though he had more right to the Khilafah, he gave it up completely. He withdrew. He didn't claim anything. For what purpose? To avoid fitna, avoid bloodshed of the Muslims, and to make reconciliation between the Muslims. So the Prophet ﷺ said, this one, when he was a boy, that through him Allah would make reconciliation between two parties of the Muslims in this ummah. And therefore, the scholars of Sunnah say this is a tremendous virtue of Al-Hasan that makes him superior to his brother Al-Husayn. And the Prophet ﷺ loved both of them. Now, question number 9. من الأقرع ومن أي قبيلة هو? Who is Al-Aqra? What is his full name? And which tribe is he from? Al-Aqra ibn Habis. And he is from the tribe قبيلة التميم, يعني التميمي. He is a Tamimi, يعني from tribe of التميم. Question number 10. ماذا تستفيد من هذا الحديث? ماذا تستفيد? What is the meaning of this question? What is the benefit that we get, يعني points of benefit from this hadith? Any point of benefit that we get from this hadith? نعم.
أولادنا
من
رحمتنا وكذلك نرحم.
طيب, يعني that, يعني number one, the permissibility of kissing our children, and that it is a sign of what? يعني of رحمة, mercy, kindness, compassion, gentleness to children. And also, any other point? That is also from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to show compassion and kindness and love for small children. And also some of the scholars said that this hadith is a proof that kissing of children is not limited to your own children, rather it could be your grandchildren. In fact, it could be children that are not even related to you. If it's an infant, it's permissible. In this sick, corrupt society though, yani be careful. Yani don't touch anybody's child without their being, yani giving permission to. But in Islam, naam, in the normal, natural environment, it's permissible to kiss a child, even if they're not related to you. An infant, yani this is from the rahmah that Allah has placed in the human being. Question number 11, أكمل الحديث قب...
Naam?
That when, naam, that the one who gives mercy, inshallah, will receive mercy. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان? Is there any reward for good except good? Naam. وأكمل الحديث قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن. يعني somebody complete the hadith from there. قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن. نعم, أبو بكر. الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. أها. أها. وعنده.
أها. أنا إنني أشهد فتن من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
فنظر إليه
فقال ما لا يرحم لا يرحم.
نعم, متفق عليه. طيب, نمبر 12, من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث, يعني إذا حديث قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن؟
هذا الصحابي أبي
هريرة. أبي, يعني من الذي روى الحديث؟ أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه؟ And who is the scholar of hadith who collected it? ها؟ المحدثان. نعم, الإمامان المحدثان, يعني البخاري ومسلم. Okay, second set of questions, as time is running out on us. Second set of questions on the bottom of page 43. هاتي مضاري, يعني these are linguistic questions. هاتي مضاري قبل ونظر وماضي يرحم. Okay, what is the مضاري of قبل؟
يقبل.
Like درس يدرس, علم يعلم. نعم, what is the مضارع of نظر؟
ينظر.
Same as in what, يعني كتب يكتب, دخل يدخل, خرج يخرج. نعم, what is the ماضي of يرحم؟ رحم. رحم يرحم. طيب, question number 2, هاتي مثالا لواو الحال. An example for واو الحال. A sentence with واو الحال in it. يعني you have to say something and then use واو الحال, يعني to explain what was the condition at the time when that statement is made. نعم.
لا تأكل وأنت.
لا و؟
لا تأكل.
لا تأكل. أها.
وأنت تمشي في الشارع.
وأنت تمشي في الشارع. نعم. Any other example? موسى. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. نعم, نظر. ها,
أقرأ
القرآن
وأشرب قهوة.
وأشرب قهوة. طيب, لا بس. لا بس. نعم. أوكي, نعم, you have example. أنا أذهب إلى الأسرة, إلى الأسرة. أها. والأسرة يأكل, والأسرة يعني يأكل الطعام, يعني I go to them while they are eating the food, يعني a little bit late. نعم. Okay, the last two questions on top of page 44. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. Meaning, use each of the words from what follows in a complete, يعني sentence. يعني جملة مفيدة, beneficial sentence, meaning a complete sentence. The first one, قبل. نعم.
عمر بن الخطاب عندما قبل الحجر قال إني أعلم أنك.
يعني عندما قبل الحجر, يعني الحجر الأسود, the Kaaba, when he kissed it, he said what? يعني I know that you're only a stone. You do not harm nor do you benefit, but if it was not that I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissing you, I would not have kissed you. Excellent example. Nadara, nadara, nadara. Example for nadara. Sentence with nadara. Naam, Musa.
Nadara al-rajul al-qamara.
Nadara al-rajul ila.
Ila
al-qamar. Tayyib. Naam.
Nadara al-mudarris al-tullab indama la yastati'u an ajib.
طيب, نظرة, he did, he looked at them عندما, when they were, يعني لم يستطيع, when they were unable to يجيبوا, answer the questions. طيب, the last one in this question number 3 is من الشرطية. An example of من الشرطية. من الشرطية. نعم, go ahead.
من عاش على شيء
مات عليه. نعم, من عاش على شيء مات عليه, يعني whoever lives in a way they will die upon it. ومن مات على شيء نعم يبعث يعني will be resurrected upon it. نعم. طيب, you have another example. من الشرطية. نعم. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه. ومن أساء فعليها. Now whoever does good deeds is for himself, and whoever does evil, it is against them. Last question. املا الفراغة فيما يأتي بكلمة مناسبة. Okay, put يعني an appropriate word in here. إن لي يعني indeed I have what. Remember that the word that comes after it has to be ism inna mansub. Huh? Inna li asharatan min al-walad? MashaAllah, murshid. And that's okay, right? You have at least, you got started anyway, you have one, right? You got started at least. Inna li
malan kathira.
MashaAllah, we'll see you after the class. Okay, this is the end of the questions. There were a few points we wanted to make, but for the sake of time, let's try to go over the hadith for next week. Yani, at least preview the hadith for next week, and yani, suffice with this. Okay, the hadith for next week is hadith number 19, next to the last hadith, An Ibn Umara. An Ibn Umara, radiallahu anhuma. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان وفتى رواه البخاري. Again, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, on the authority of the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بني الإسلام على خمس, يعني Islam is based upon five, يعني meaning five matters, five pillars, five important fundamentals. The first of them, shahadati. Notice it has kasra because what? Khamsin. Shahadati, Allah ilaha illallah. Bearing witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allahu. Wa anna Muhammadan, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasulullahi. Muhammadan Rasulullahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa iqami. إقام الصلاة, and the establishment of the salat, the prayer. وإيتاء الزكاة, and the giving of the charity. والحج, and the pilgrimage. وصوم رمضان, and the fasting of the month of Ramadan. رواه البخاري. Naam, there's different wordings for this hadith. I'm going to mention one point and then we're going to close. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, in explanation of this hadith, he closes his explanation by saying, what is important is that it is incumbent upon us, yani, that we accustom ourselves to being merciful to children and being merciful to everyone who is in need of mercy, whether they are orphans, whether they are the poor, whether they are those who are yani al-ajizin, those who are unable, incapable of doing things for themselves or other than them. Yani what? It's incumbent upon us to accustom ourselves to be merciful to everyone who is in need of mercy, whoever it may be. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place mercy in our hearts so that it would be the cause of us receiving the mercy of Allah. Because we are also in need of mercy. Naam. And our mercy towards the slaves of Allah is the cause of us receiving the mercy of Allah. Nas'alullah ay yaja'alana wa iyaakum ay yu'ammina wa iyaakum bi rahmatihi. May Allah include us and you all in His mercy. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.